Hello, beautiful people, beautiful listeners. I am so stoked that you're here for the second episode of Forest Fire Rising, a podcast where we talk about life and a whole bunch of different things, wellness, spirituality, living our lives to the fullest, and getting the most out of our human existence on Earth. I am Shauna, I'm your host, and I'm so excited to be talking to y'all and sharing my knowledge for a second week. I am just so excited and have such good feelings about the growth of this podcast and how far we're going to go with it. This week, we're going to be talking about surviving winter, navigating seasonal depression, and living in tune with Earth's cycles, something I am super excited and passionate about, so I'm really excited to share this with you guys, but it's really just about reclaiming our spot as part of nature and getting back to our roots and taking advantage of the beautiful aspects of all the different phases, seasons, and cycles, and learning to change and flow along with them. I think my neighbors are playing music, so I really apologize if you can hear that. Hopefully in the future we will upgrade and have some better audio, but for now I apologize if you can hear that a little bit. So let's get into the episode. If you dread winter and just spend the whole season feeling sad and tired, you are not alone. Myself, and I know so many of you included, thrive in the summertime. We love the sunshine, we love the beach, touching and connecting with the earth. We love nature and being outside. Nature is like our church. It's just a beautiful, wonderful place that we just love so, so much. Such a happy place. Happy, happy place. So not being able to go outside and experience nature and enjoy our favorite things, it sucks. It is so shitty and just such a dreadful time for so many people. But it really doesn't have to be that way. The lack of sunshine, the shorter days, they affect so many people so negatively, but we're going to talk about all the ways that we can take this time and use it for what it's really for. Slowing down and restoration. That's what the earth is doing, that's what nature is doing, and that's what we should be doing too. Minnesota has had a really weird winter this year. Usually we get tons of snow and like a foot every week or every other week, and the temperature is like in single digits, but this year we have barely gotten any snow, and it's rained a lot, which has been really weird, and it has been like above 30 degrees, and I'm not mad about it, it's just been really weird. But despite the mild winter we're having, it's still winter. And it's still pretty gray and blah outside. So this year I have really been trying to embrace winter. And this is kind of new. I've never really dove into this as deeply as I am this year. But I am trying my best to hold space for winter, and I'm trying to use it as the reflective and restorative time that it is. And it's been so helpful to my mental and spiritual health, so I want to talk about it. I want to share what I know, because it's so important for us to flow with the seasons and follow nature. And this completely goes against what we're taught, but it absolutely goes with the natural rhythms of our body and nature. The society we live in now equates productivity with worth, and it's bullshit. It's just not the way that is right for us. It's not aligned at all. So today we're going to talk about a new aligned way to look at things. So we're going to first discuss, by the way, why the way that we live right now is so problematic and unsustainable, and why it's causing so many problems for so many people. And then we're going to touch on what it means to live cyclically, the benefits, why I've been loving it, and we'll briefly go over each season and its sacred meaning, starting with spring and ending with winter. And then we'll go more in depth with winter, because that's what this episode is about, and I really want you guys to realize how transformative these few months can be. They're just rejuvenating and can be really wonderful if you hold space that it deserves. And then lastly, I'm just going to share some of my tips for beating seasonal affective disorder, starting your cyclical living journey, and just surviving winter. And we're going to connect and be together, and we will survive winter. Spring is on the way. The days are getting longer, and we can do it. We're going to make it through this together. None of you are alone. We all are just, we're going to do it. Spring is coming. I can't wait. But for now, we're honoring winter and changing and flowing. So let's get into our card pull of the week. I am using the Herbal Astrology Oracle by Adriana Isles, the same deck I used last week, if you listened. Let's pull a card. So we pulled Reishi, like Reishi mushrooms, and the keyword is retreat, which is such a good card for this week because that's what winter is all about, retreating, going inward. The book says, pause, it's time for renewal. If you feel overwhelmed or mentally overloaded, it's time to retreat. Take time to recuperate and recharge, and personal growth will follow. That's exactly what this episode is about. Taking time to recharge, recuperate, and growing and transforming during this time. All right, let's get into the episode. We are connected to Earth. It is imperative to flow with the seasons the same. We are part of nature. We're part of the earth and the way it flows and changes. And we currently live such an unsustainable way of life. We go against the natural rhythm of nature so much, and you might not even realize how unnatural it is for us because it's been taught to us and so ingrained in us that we are supposed to always go, go, go. We currently live in an unsustainable way of life. We are working, always doing the same things every day. No matter what time of the year or month it is, we do the same workouts, eat the same food, and we are expected by other people, society, and ourselves to show up feeling the exact same way every day with the same gusto and the same energy levels. And that is just not how we're made, not how the world works. We're getting up and we're going to work, coming home, and we're feeling pressure to do all these chores and continuing to be productive. Every day, we are just going, going, going every day and never taking time for rest. And we're expected to do that. And we're putting that pressure on ourselves to do that. The society that we live in equates productivity with worth. We're taught that if we're not constantly being productive and constantly getting things done, then we're not working hard enough. We're not doing enough, and we're just not enough. And that is just so far from the truth. We are worthy just because we exist. You don't need to be doing anything to be worthy of patience, love, and all those good things. And this just toxic way of living and toxic way of looking at day-to-day life is leading to so much burnout because we're just going and we are working too hard and we need that balance. So, you know, it's all about balance. You work hard sometimes and you rest sometimes. And if you're not resting, you're just going to cause yourself and your body so much stress and pain. You're going to end up so burnt out that you can't show up even if you wanted to, and you're unable to put any quality effort in as you would if you were able to just let yourself rest and allowed for recuperation. We as people of nature go through periods where we are lower energy and we need to rest. And that's, we're resting and we're building up our energy levels and restoring so that when we get to the point of high energy, we are able to take full advantage of that, hone in on our creativity, and get things done. And not only burnout, this way of living leads people to compare themselves because none of us are on the same path. We're all moving at different rates. We're all at different parts of our cycles, and we all just have different bodies and situations. And somebody might look at their friend who is in a high energy productive phase while they are in a low energy restorative phase, and they are gonna think that they're not doing enough because they are not being as productive as somebody they see being in a totally different phase. And it also leads to low self-esteem because we are equating our worth to what we're able to get done and what we're able to do during the day. And that is just not it. Not it at all. You don't need to be doing anything. You're just worthy. And the way that we get out of this way of living that we've been taught is to live seasonally, live cyclically. We really just need to get back to nature, because if you think about it, nature is the only way. It is the only reality that is true. We have created these societies and standards and things that just cloud the natural way of things, and nature just knows what to do and does the same thing. It's not clouded by expectations or what they feel they're supposed to do or all that stuff. Nature is cyclical. Nature has the seasons and the days. The sun rises and sets every day. The menstrual cycle. We'll probably do another episode on this later, but if you experience this, you probably know that you feel way different different times of the month, and there are reasons for that, and it's totally normal for everybody. The circadian rhythm, a cycle we all have, mostly guided by light and dark, mostly, where our brains produce different chemicals throughout the day to help us go to sleep and help us have energy. That's a 24-hour cycle we go through. So there's even a daily cycle that we go through every day. And by following these cycles, we're able to take advantage of your most productive parts of the day, month, or year. Today, we're mostly going to be talking about the year because we really want to focus on winter. But yeah, if you think about it, nature, the animals, the plants, they have not been poisoned with these standards and the way of thinking that human society has created. The sun rises and sets every day. The animals spend fall preparing for winter, and they spend the winter hibernating, or at least being way less active. Then they spend the spring waking up and growing, and the summer running around. The trees and the plants do this too, and we are part of this cycle. And nothing in nature is blooming all year around. So why are we expected to do that? Why do we put that expectation on ourselves when it's just not sustainable or realistic? Living this way is just about reconnecting with nature, reconnecting with our roots and the way of the world, connecting with our deep intuition and drive to flow and change just like nature does. And this used to be normal. Humans used to have to rely on the moon, the sun, and the seasons to farm, sustain themselves, and just live their life. And all these advances in technology have been great. We have come so far and have learned so many things, but a lot of things about this has, like our current use of technology and working habits, they've messed up our natural cycles. And we'll get a little deeper into how exactly this has disrupted us later, but it has. We're so messed up. If you live this way, you're gonna start noticing changes. Things get easier because you are working with your body and with nature instead of resisting the flow and trying to flow and show up the same every single day. You're going to see improvements in mental, physical, and spiritual health, and you're just going to be able to take full advantage of your body and the uphill, high parts when we learn to use the low parts to recharge. And living cyclically also is wonderful for self-esteem, self-acceptance. It's going to become so much stronger because instead of judging yourself or immediately thinking negatively, telling yourself that you're unworthy for being less productive or not finishing your to-do list, you're able to have grace and honor the phase that you're in. You will become at peace with rest, at peace with work, and at peace with the changes. You're going to know that it's all okay, and you're going to know that it's okay to honor and hold space for that time instead of feeling bad about it. And lastly, if you don't slow down, your body's going to do it for you. This is when people start overworking, doing too much, and then they get sick. And they just get so tired that they can't do anything. Their body makes them rest for a week. And I don't know about you guys, but it sounds way better to have intentional, planned rest than having to deal with an illness. So all benefits of living cyclically. And just a little disclaimer, I'm not a doctor. Please do your own research for your body or talk to your doctor or herbalist when you're implementing new habits. And not everything works for everybody. I am just sharing what I have had good experiences with and what works for me. But not everything works for everybody. We're all different. Okay. Now we are going to get into the seasons. Okay, we're going to start with spring. Springtime. Oh, I love spring. It is equivalent to the waxing moon and the follicular phase of the menstrual cycle. The spring equinox happens on March 20th or 21st in the northern hemisphere and September 20th or 21st in the southern hemisphere. I think we'll probably end up doing another episode on the equinox and solstices and how to properly celebrate and honor them another time, but we'll just get a little bit into it this time. The symbols, eggs, bunnies, pastels, this is when everything is growing. It is when things are starting to wake up. Eggs are the symbol because it's rebirth. A new renewal. It's a renewal for us and for nature, and this is when we are going to want to be planting seeds, figuratively and literally. It's when you would start your garden, start planting seeds, vegetable seeds, plant seeds, and also when you're going to start planning, goal setting, brainstorming new project ideas, getting ideas, using this new part of this new energy that is awake in the world to start new things. And I think that springtime is really the real time you should start quote unquote New Year's resolutions instead of January in the middle of winter when we are in the middle of a slow period. Using spring to start new goals is just a way more intentional and useful way to set goals, if you ask me. It's also a great time for socializing, community, call your friend that you have not talked to all winter because you guys have been in a hermit mode. It's just, yeah, having more fun, more energy than we just had the winter. And another part of living cyclically is eating seasonally. So the springtime, you're going to want to start adding more fresh fruits and vegetables to your diet, getting more colors on your plate, peas, carrots, rhubarb, strawberries, anything that starts to bloom, herbs, dandelion, lilac, violet, spring herbs and flowers. Fermented food is great in the spring, so like sauerkraut and kombucha, focusing on gut health and all of that. So just think vibrant spring energy. And next, after spring, we have summer. Summer is my favorite. I love everything about it. I think it is the absolute happiest time of the year. My favorite. It is equivalent to the full moon and ovulation in the menstrual cycle. The summer solstice happens on June 21st in the Northern Hemisphere and December 21st in the Southern Hemisphere. This is when the sun is the hottest. It is the longest day of the year, highest energy, full bloom. Symbols include the sun, honeybees, sunflowers, anything warm, just warmth. It's a great time to go on picnics, camping, really just take advantage of the full, everything nature has to offer, because this is when it is fully in bloom, fully ready. Creativity is high. This is when you're going to want to start making plans with those goals that you made. So you made ideas and started setting little goals, decided what you wanted to do in the spring, but now you're going to put those plans into motion. You are going to take steps to start your goals, start your new projects. The summer is a great time for growing, a great time for collaborating, networking, socializing. This is when you're going to want to plan like important meetings, find new people to connect with, and yeah. And in the summer, we want to stay hydrated, of course. So get lots of fresh fruits and veggies. You should want fresh fruits and veggies in your daily meal every day. Melons, berries, citrus fruits, tomatoes, you know, you start getting tomatoes from your garden in the summer. They're great, great summer food, summer squash. Just think light and vibrant foods. And then we move into fall. The air starts to cool off. I know you can feel it. I can always feel it every year. Just like the day that one day it was summer and the next day you can feel the cool air moving in. The birds start to leave. The leaves start to fall. Fall is here. Fall is equivalent to the waning moon and the luteal phase of the menstrual cycle. The fall equinox happens on September 21st in the Northern Hemisphere and March 21st in the Southern Hemisphere. Symbols include apples and pumpkins. This is a great time for cleansing, getting ready for hibernation. You know, the animals are starting to collect all their food for the winter. They're getting ready to slow down. It's just transitioning into the darkness. This is a great time to get organized. I think the fall is the best time to organize because you get everything taken care of. Everything is in order so that when winter comes and you don't have as much energy to get that stuff in order, you're not overwhelmed by it. It's already done and you will thank yourself. And fall is the harvest season, so it's a wonderful time to show gratitude and reflect. Reflect on all the hard work that you have just put in the spring and summer. Let go of things no longer working. Think about your goals that you set. Think about the steps that you've taken. Decide if something is not going right, what you might need to change or let go of. Reflect. Harvest. And fall eating, I think, is really easy. We think of cozy. So apples, citrus, squash, pumpkin, soups. You know, people like to make chili. And just cozy things, hot teas, warm beverages, and do things like apple picking, and just embrace the fall and the slowing down. And after fall comes winter, which is the slowest, darkest season. It is equivalent to the new moon and menstruation in the menstrual cycle. The winter solstice happens on December 21st in the Northern Hemisphere, June 21st in the Southern Hemisphere, and it is all about resting and restoration. The trees do not have leaves, they take a break from growing. We also take a break. It is the perfect time to rest and restore, take more time for reading, watch an extra movie, and don't feel bad about it. Honor this space. It's a great time for introspection and thinking about how you're going to move forward when spring does come. And we tend to spend a lot of time alone in the winter. So inner work, go inward, personal growth. And just don't be shameful about going into hermit mode and taking this time to rest and take extra naps and slow down and realize that you're not going to feel like going every day in the winter. And that's okay, because the winter has wonderful things that we can honor and hold space for. And in the winter, soups and stews, root vegetables. I love making soup in the winter. Every week I make a pot of soup, and it's great because it's so easy. You just throw the ingredients in, let them cook, and then you have a bunch of soup. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm incapable of making a regular amount of soup. Like, I make it and get like 10 bowls of soup. So I eat it all week, and it's wonderful and easy and already made, and I don't have to put in the work. I can just go to the kitchen and I know that I have a seasonal healthy dish to heat up, and it's wonderful. Living like this is just so much more sustainable and enjoyable because you're able to honor, rest, and relax during the winter. It has been so nice for me this winter. I have been reading a whole bunch more. I have been watching more movies that I haven't seen, and using this time to recharge so that when spring comes, I can really get after it. But one bad thing about winter is the lack of sunshine causes so many people to just feel not good. Most likely it's the lack of sunshine that causes seasonal affective disorder. And there are ways to combat this. Besides everything I just shared about cyclical living, I have some more tips. So first, looking at the sunshine. I just said the lack of sunshine is probably the cause. So get as much as you can. Especially in the morning, we should be looking at the sunshine before our phone. Our phones are one of those disruptors that are messing with our natural cycles that I talked about earlier. Looking at your phone tells your body that it's time to wake up, but it's not quite enough. So you should go get the sunshine, and that really kickstart your brain, telling it to start producing the chemicals to give you energy and start your day. Other disruptors of this cycle include caffeine and just any light, really. And if you are really trying to live cyclically, you could rise with the sun. So get up when the sun rises. I do not do that year round, but it is a very good habit. But the main thing is trying to get sunshine before you do anything else, especially before you look at your phone. And it shouldn't be through a window. The window won't work. You need to get real sunshine on your face and in your eyes. Don't look directly at the sun, obviously, but be outside. And as we know, it is very cold out, so you might not want to go outside. And I live in the Midwest, where we don't see the sun for weeks on end sometimes. So this year is my first year I purchased a sad lamp, which is a lamp that simulates the sun, but it blocks the UV rays, so there's no chance of damage or sunburn or anything like that. The sun is still better if possible, so if you can get the sun, do that. But this is a great alternative. It's still a little bit understudied, but from my experience, I think it works. I have noticed actual more energy. Like, I'm able to, some days I realize it's like 1 p.m. and I haven't made my coffee yet, which is crazy. I do think that the lamp is doing a great job of giving me energy in the morning, and it's been a great replacement for when the sun is not out. You should get 15 to 30 minutes of sunlight, or sitting in front of your lamp every morning or afternoon. The other day I used mine in the afternoon because it was been really foggy and gray out here the last couple days. So I just sat in front of it in the afternoon, and it definitely helped. I definitely noticed some more energy. And the next thing you can do is going outside, which I already touched on, to get your sunshine. But you can mix this with my next tip, which is movement. anything that you are able to do, light stretching, flowing, if you're into yoga or flow toys, that is a great way to get your movement in. Taking a walk outside, walking your dog probably would love to go on a walk. So do that to get your sunshine if you want, or get your movement in. They even have chair and bed yoga you can get. Movement has been shown to decrease symptoms of SAD by 50% because it tells our body to create endorphins, good hormones that just make us feel so good. And it also is great for a dopamine boost, because we feel good about accomplishing something. We feel good that we got up and moved our body instead of not. And it's just no secret that movement is medicine. I am so, so passionate about movement. I exercise every day. I love to be active, and it is one thing that I think everybody should add in whatever level or whatever way that they are able to. And it's just so important, because moving with purpose allows you to move through emotions and energies that you're holding on to your body, in your body. Like, you don't want that to be stagnant. It just gets heavy, and move it around and feel lighter. One thing I've been doing is having a dance party just with myself a couple times a week, and the mood increase I have noticed has been wonderful. I feel so good after just moving and grooving. So happy. It's such a good habit. My next tip is plants. If you want to have houseplants, you should. I recommend everybody have some houseplants. I think they just raise the vibe by so much. Like, they just make a space so much happier, and they cleanse the air and just raise the vibe. And if you don't have houseplants, you can do things like visiting nurseries. We have a conservatory here in the Twin Cities that I love to visit. It has all sorts of different plants, and just breathing the fresh air created by these plants is so nice. Even like next time you go to the grocery store, go say hi to the houseplants, touch a few of them, even if you don't buy one, and I promise your mood will be boosted. And we already touched on seasonal eating, but that is so important. Make sure that you're eating root vegetables, make sure you're eating cozy, and make sure you're getting a good amount of fruits and veggies in your plate, and hydration every day. We're drinking so much less water in the winter, and it's so important to stay hydrated for so many of our body systems. So make sure you're still drinking water, eating fruits and veggies, and not only eating easy processed food. And we all know vitamin D comes from the sun, so I do recommend getting some sort of vitamin D supplement. Most people, at least in Minnesota, are deficient in vitamin D, so I recommend getting a good vitamin D supplement. I also recommend magnesium. Magnesium is just overall great for your mental health. It helps with your sleep, your mood, and a lot of us are deficient in that as well. And then my last tip is give yourself patience. Give yourself grace. Do not immediately turn to negative thinking and judging yourself when you don't feel like doing something. If you feel like taking a bath at night, you should, without judging yourself or feeling shame for it. You should use that time to restore and recharge. That's one thing. Another thing that I have been doing this winter is I've been trying to take 2 hot baths a week, because I read that raising your body temperature in that way helps fight seasonal affective disorder. We'll probably touch on temperature therapy in another episode too, because I really love that and would love to talk about that. But for now, I have been getting in a hot bath twice a week and using it for a super meditative, restorative time. I'm able to just read and not think about anything else, not think about my to-do list, and it's been a wonderful way for me to slow down in the week. And then, of course, if you are really, really feeling the effects of seasonal affective disorder or any sort of depression or mental health ailment, please seek help. There is no shame in talking to somebody. I think therapy is great. It helped me and so many other people live their best life, and there is no shame in needing to seek professional help for your mental health. So if these tips and holistic practices are not helping you, please talk to somebody. It is so important. There's no shame in seeking out a doctor at all. I know that that is always an option that you should consider if you think you need it. And the main takeaway from this week is to honor your body, embrace the phases and cycles, become comfortable with change, become comfortable with the highs and lows of this natural way of living. Hold space for all phases. Know that you will never have this version of you again. So it's important to honor and hold space for these sacred periods. And my weekly challenge for you is to listen to your body. Have patience. Maybe take an extra minute in the morning and really examine how you're feeling. And know that it is important. Slow down. Have grace. Have patience. You are worthy whether you are being productive or not, no matter what phase or season you are in. And I love you all so much, and we'll talk to you next time.